listening to the WMFO Digital Clock, Bedford. Now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. All the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong-daring you since 1990, no matter what else I gotta think about, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about an hour, I think it'll probably be right at the midnight hour, it will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. Only 2 weeks, including tonight, remaining in the radio obituary year. Oh! But we'll get there soon enough. Right now, it's time for a free association. It's one of those weeks where I don't want to think. I am done with thinking. Please don't make me do it anymore. So instead, I have you, the listener, give me words over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. And, you know, whatever happens, happens. It's just that easy. And let me show you how easy it is right now as we begin tonight's free association here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
And now, Society Slim and his syncopated snobs. If you leave your little word on the page, at the post pinned to the top, leave a clever word or a phrase, till Belinda tells you to stop. It's free association time on Bubbles in the Think Tank today. I'm telling you, chillin', it's all the rage, 'cause you left your little word on the page. You left your little word in the page. Free association time coming up right now.
Too many words, too many thoughts. I can't keep up too much being soft. I try to say too much. Sure sounds tough. It's reprehensible, it's too much work. Trying to be done, it's getting too deep and it ain't no fun. Oh,
lips are burned. Uh-huh. But then she'll go and kiss somebody else. The minute your back is turned, the girl's got bad blood. The girl's got bad blood.
I know her brother, and he's rotten as a kid can be. A sneaky, sneaky.
Well, I know her mother, and it runs in the family.
Bop, she bop.
Well, she's the kind of woman that will take you, take the money out of your hand. She's the kind of woman that'll take your money, spend it on another man. The girl's got
bad blood.
The girl's got
bad blood.
I know her sister, and she lives across the street from me.
Well, I know her mother, and it runs in the family.
Bop, chip-bop, bop, chip-bop.
Talking about lying and cheating. She's a lying, cheating boy. Talking about mean mistreating. They call her Miss Double Cross. The girl's got
bad blood.
The girl's got
family.
Bop, chip, bop, bop, chip, bop. Bad blood, bad blood, bad blood, bad blood, bad
blood. It's a ghost.
Blood Orgy of the She-Devils. The film that dares to probe the black depths of hell.
No! No! No!
Do these things actually happen? Time magazine says yes. Now the resurgent interest in this bizarre, weird world of ancient witchcraft and ceremonial magic is brought to you in all its stark terror and nightmarish horror. Blood Orgy of the She-Devils.
I got the goo goo itch. Oh, itchy itchy goo got me thinking of you. Itchy. Carry at all. I get nervous and tell her I'm a leaving. She starts hollering and I start a grieving. And here I sit sweating, just a dreading what's waiting at home. Soaking up suds till my face gets flushed. Both of my eyeballs look like little bitty rolls and mats. A drinking from a mug in every honky tonk. Soaking up suds till my face gets flushed. And I start a dancing and a snapping my fingers like mouse traps. Staying up high cause I'm afraid to come back down.
My toe, and so I called my HMO with a referral from my primary care physician. They say my call matters to them. They're like an old and trusted friend, except friends don't make you ask them for permission. And the recording on the phone says leave your message at the tone. Tell us your name, your age, your reason for submission. So I describe my nail and groan. Wax poetic on the phone. This is a metaphor for the whole human condition. Tender, sensitive, painful. Now I'm listening to Brahms, music to keep the caller calm, trying to see things from the stockholder's perspective. Should I stop thinking of myself while they are managing my health? While an accountant finds the treatment that's cost-effective? Hallelujah, I rejoice. Is this a living human voice? Talking to me like I'm a sweet, annoying female. I plead my best bureaucraties. I would be down upon my knees, except I'd be leaning on this poor, throbbing toenail. Painful, purple, festering. You know this is an angst-ridden song when it contains the word festering. Sorry if you're eating. As for my coverage, they say no. This is a pre-existing toe. My policy excludes all things pre-existing. So if I want the claim approved, the toe will have to be removed, which they believe may keep the problem from persisting. This makes my doctor quite irate. Why should he have to amputate? In his opinion, this condition could be better handled. And as for me, well, I don't know. I'd kinda like to keep the toe. I've spent a fortune on these gorgeous Gucci sandals. Sexy, size 6 retail. And so the problem goes on and on and on. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, January, February, March. I have been waiting patiently. Why aren't you listening to me? Can't you see that it's trying my endurance? I'm only asking to be heard. Hostage is such an ugly word. I would much prefer living health insurance. I want the orthopedic shoe. I want the Prozac approved too. This managed care is managing to make me hostile. You put me off for far too long. I'll fix your ass. I'll write a song about a nine-toed woman who goes postal. Crazy, oozy, bell tower.
My gal a letter saying everything was fine, but watch those other fellas, baby, don't believe their lying. Sign your ever-loving slick. I'm your ever-loving slick. Well, I love you, pretty baby. My pillow, and then I start to dream. I wake up in the morning, feel so lonesome I could scream. Sign your ever-loving slick. I'm your ever-loving slick. Well, I love you, pretty baby. Sign your ever-loving slick. Out my window, and the rain is coming down. Well, I miss your loving mama. Ain't no like it in this town. Sign your ever loving slick. Sign your ever loving slick. Well, I love you, pretty mama.
Twitch, 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 all that twitch. Ray, what do we do now? They've just given us the signal that we're on the radio.
Well, inasmuch as we haven't anything prepared, why don't you run down to the audience, Bob?
All right, would you?
Gives me a chance to fill in the crossword puzzle we've been working.
Could you hand me that portable microphone guide, please? Thank you. Now, let's see who we will choose as our interviewee.
Him, not me, mister. Him.
No, him. Him. How about him?
Him.
You, sir?
Maybe, all right.
Okay. Could you tell us your name and what you do, briefly?
Wells Dex Ahernon, from Hack Center.
That's quite an unusual name. Is that Welch, or...?
I don't think it's Welch. I never heard my parents talk about it. We never talked much about family heritage in our family.
You know, Dex Ahernon, I just struck me as kind
of... Just didn't care much, one way or the other. I just had never heard it discussed.
Mm-hmm. What do you do, sir?
I write secret ingredient words for manufacturers. I think them up.
What are some of the names you have thought up that we might be familiar with that you could ring a bell with?
Well, how about Hexofornescat?
Oh, I remember that one.
Mm-hmm.
They use that in lipstick, don't they?
Yes. It wards off flies.
Yeah, I've seen that in advertisements.
Right.
What else have you thought up?
STP-614.
What does that do?
This is a bubblegum manufacturer uses this, Mr. Elliott. It makes larger, longer-lasting, almost plastic-looking bubbles that wash right out of children's hair with water.
I should imagine the kids would be more familiar with that one. I don't remember it myself.
I think mothers, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Does benachlorosiblic svernahistostropifrine hit a bell?
That does. Bell? Yeah, it's a medical term, isn't it?
That's right. It's my longest word. I wouldn't say medical. No, it's used by a hockey puck company. Makes the hockey pucks more resilient. Well, last longer.
Certainly is an interesting line of work. How much do you get for each of these words you think up?
Well, it's what the market will bear. Now, hockey puck manufacturers right now are pulling in their belts, so I didn't get too much on that.
Uh-huh.
But now these next folks, I came through, and it's given me enough money to send my kid another year in school.
What's that?
Buff Alcatol.
What does that do? That must be a new one on the market. I don't...
It's coming out soon. Be a big advertising campaign. A wine maker is going to use that. This Buff Alcatol is going to buffer the alcohol in the wine so you don't have to trade a good load for an upset stomach or anything.
That's pretty good. Well, wish you a lot of success with it. Any others before we go?
You have enough time.
I guess we could run through one more.
Well, I have this other one, a ring-a-ding. Did you ever hear that one? Huh?
No.
Yes. Well, it's used in the Alerto tablet commercials. It's to keep you alert while driving, and it does it by causing a ringing in your brain that won't let you sleep.
All right, Ray, have you finished filling in the E's in the paper?
Yeah.
The little E's and
come
the O's.
Up, Bob.
I'm going to come back up.
Bring up that idiot. He looks
Thanks,
and sounds
audience.
Interesting.
Been real great talking to you.
You talk of sweeties, bashful sweeties. I got one of those. Oh, he's handsome as can be, but he worries me. He goes to college and gathers knowledge. What that boy knows, he's up in his Latin and Greek, but in his chicken he's weak. 'Cause when I want some loving and I gotta have some loving, he says, please, stop it, please. So unusual. When I want some kisses and I gotta have some kisses, he says, no, let me go. He's so unusual. I know lots of boys who could be crazy over me if they only had this fellow's opportunity. You know, I would let him pet me, but the darn fool, he doesn't let me. Oh, he's so unusual that he drives me wild. When we're in the moonlight, he says, I don't like the moonlight. Oh, let's not talk in the dark. He's so unusual. And when we're riding in a taxi, he converses with the chauffeur. Oh, why don't he talk to me? Oh, he's so different. Others would be tickle, fink, do, bop, bop, it up, it out. about. He says love is hokum. See, I'd like to choke him. Cause he's so unusual that he drives me wild. I'm as lonesome as can be, but still I'm mad about him, and I just can't live without him. Cause he's so unusual that he drives me.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. That was somewhere in the ballpark of 30 minutes. And it's about the halfway mark of the Free Association tonight. All kinds of things that I had to play because of your little words over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, where thank you for being there tonight. So let's get right back to it, because we got obits coming up in about half an hour, all right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Starship Enterprise, stardate 5943.7.
Captain Kirk, this is Lieutenant Uhura.
Mr. Spock is ready to patch in. Go ahead, Mr. Spock.
I'm on the surface of the destroyed barbarian planet now, Captain.
Destroyed? What do you see, Mr. Spock?
The surviving inhabitants are in a dreadful condition. It seems they can't control their limbs, and their minds are dull and useless. Fascinating. They seem to be in a state identical to that curious 20th century Earth disease called hard drug abuse. I suspect it has destroyed all meaningful life on this wretched planet.
A tragic find, Mr. Spock.
As a Vulcan, I find the need for hard drugs to be totally illogical.
But as a half-human Spock, surely you can appreciate the suffering that hard drug abuse causes. We can only hope that other civilizations will not make the same mistake.
Sit upon the grass and I shall come and sit beside you. Go and sit upon the grass and I shall come and sit beside you. Then we shall talk. While we talk, I'll hit your head with a nail to make you understand me. While we talk, I'll hit your head with a nail to make you understand me. Go one sit up on the grass, and I shall come and sit beside you. Go and sit upon the grass, and I shall come and sit beside you. Do not mind if I thump you when I am talking to you. I have something important to say. Do not mind if I thump you when I am talking to you. I have something important to say. Go and sit upon the grass, and I shall come and sit beside you. Go and sit upon the grass, and I shall come and sit beside you. When I'm gone, you can feel the lumps upon your head, and think about what I said, and think about what I said. Go and sit upon the grass and feel your lumps.
Texte über, zum Beispiel Anorexia nervosa oder Vergewaltiger im Rap oder Prosa-Regen nur die Peristaltiker an Scheiß auf das Emanzipation, deine Mode, das ist Frauenrecht im 21. Jahrhundert, denn Gott war schon Jesus, egal, die alte Schlampe liebt nur Abtreibungsgegner, fragt mich nicht warum, fragt die Christen, nachdem gesellschaftlich Mehrwert militanter Pazifisten, ja wahrscheinlich machen sie sich Sorgen, denn die meisten von uns sind da schon vom Wahlrecht überfordert, also mach ich einfach weiter, was ich gut kann, spiel Gitarre, sing die Hook, hat mein Maul und lud Schwanz, sorry ey, entscheide hat kein Charisma, es gibt doch keine Lobby hier für Trip Run zu Vagina und ich mach nicht auf Fancy, nur weil ich manchmal bluten muss, auch mein Branding, Eigenmarke Uterus hat eigentlich jemand anders erfunden, oh my God. Ich stelle mir die Frage, warum ich überhaupt Musik baue und noch keine Kinder habe. Ich stelle mir die Frage, warum ich überhaupt Musik baue und noch keine Kinder habe. Ich stelle mir die Frage, warum ich überhaupt Musik baue und noch keine Kinder habe. Ich stelle mir die Frage, warum ich überhaupt Musik baue und noch keine Kinder habe. Ich stelle mir die Frage, Warum ich überhaupt Musik baue, noch keine Kinder habe, ich stelle mir die Frage. Warum ich überhaupt Musik baue, noch keine Kinder habe, ich stelle mir die Frage. Was eigentlich mit meinen Follikeln geht, wenn ich erst über 30 bin. Oh my God. Yeah. Naja. Ich übertreib schon wieder, so wie alle Simulanten, Baby. Außer mir hat niemand hier so Konkurrenzgedanken. Heidi Klum ist echt beliebt, die reicht doch schon als Beschäftigungstherapie für die Bevölkerung. Und niemand hat die Absicht, die mich auszugrenzen. Und wenn es doch ein Fortschritt im Vergleich zu Frauenschänden, bei uns hab ich noch nie gehört, dass es das gibt. Hört sich für mich schwer an, nach Verschwörungstheorie, auch MeToo. War schon nach 4 Tagen abgegriffen und demonstriert doch nur, was sowieso schon alle wissen. Alter, Frauen lieben Zickenkrieg, vor allem in den Medien. Und brauch ich Visibility, dann tag ich da einen Penis hin. Dieses Gejammer ist doch peinlich. Und demonstriert im Grunde mein bedürftiges Dasein. Im Wetter, dass ich irgendjemand irgendwann mal neidisch ist, dann wichst einfach würdevoll in meine Kommentarzeilen. Wichst da rein. Aber ich stelle mir die Frage, warum ich überhaupt Musik baue und noch keine Kinder habe. Ich stelle mir die Frage, was ist los mit mir? Warum ich überhaupt Musik baue und noch keine Kinder habe. Ich stelle mir die Frage, warum ich überhaupt Musik baue und noch keine Kinder habe. Ich stelle mir die Frage.
Slip on your barber jacket, jump in my old MG. We're off to the depths of Somerset to see what we can see, see, see. We don't want to drink the cider, don't want to walk for miles. We just want to go to a stately home built in the Georgian style. Just for today, we're lords and ladies. Oh, what a gay charade! Lavinia loves the lintels, Anna the architraves. Ben's impressed by the buttresses, thrust up the chapel.
Oh,
Times I want to slow. And when I do the bop, she makes me blow my top. Red googly. She's got me jumping up and down. But she's the best dancer over time. She does a chicken oh so fine. I almost lose my mind. And when she starts rocking, she comes out of her stockings. Red googly moves. When she rock and roll,
red,
a red googly moon. She satisfies my soul.
Red
googly moon.
Red googly moon.
Yeah,
red googly moon.
Red
googly I don't know if I know.
in a rush when you're near. When you're near. When you're near.
Another episode of Free Association, here on Bubbles in the Think Tank. I certainly hope you enjoyed this episode. I know the boys and I certainly did. So this is Society Slim and his syncopated snobs signing off and reminding you that we're better than you are. We just are. Except for maybe the tuba player. Okay. Good night.